Hello and welcome!
You have to wake up.
Okay.
I wake up.
But I'm still drinking a lot of wine.
It's a little early for that.
A little early for alcohol, isn't it?
No.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
I see you're drinking wine.
What, are you into wine? I love wine.
I love wine and everything about it.
Drinking wine is a sin.
I'm a sinner.
I'm drinking wine.
Raise a glass today. It's National Drink Wine Day.
And it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM. And 99.1 FM Talk.
You know, I don't really drink, but after seeing all the reports coming out about Washington and Biden, and it actually could drive me to drink. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Be thankful. Thank your creator. Thank your lucky stars. Be thankful. You are not living in the South right now. This is crazy weather. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Before we get to what the left's president is doing this morning, let's do a poll question real quick. 991fmtalk.com. Log on today. Want to hear your thoughts on this. Should the federal government have the right to set wage controls? Should there even be a minimum wage? Not just in the federal government, but, you know, maybe in the state. Because Nevada actually has a higher minimum wage than the federal government. What do you think? Should the federal 991fmtalk.com. Love to hear from you. Yesterday's poll question. Wow, people wanted to get in on this. A lot more people participated in this than, let's say, I've seen in a few weeks. Clark County Commission voted 7-0 in favor. All they needed was a majority, I think, of the votes. Changing the name of McCarran International to Harry Reid International. Do you support this? Not one single person voted yes. 41% just said no. 15% chimed in and said nothing should be named for commie traitors. 5% said name the airport for other than a political person. It's interesting. I like the suggestion we got yesterday. Name it for the location. Las Vegas International Airport. 18% said no, it already has a name. 12% said, no, that would leave a long-lasting black eye to Nevada that can't be hidden by sunglasses. 9% said, people are dying, homeless and unemployed, and they think of this? No, so disgusting. I really agree with that one because we just don't set priorities. We don't look at things as a big picture anymore and how everything affects everything else. This is just crazy. You know, I started thinking about this yesterday and, you know, we talked a little bit. I think they estimated it would be like $2 million just to change the name for the airport. But what about all the outlying companies, the marketing companies that use, you know, you can fly into McCarran International or you can do that and use that as a guidepost? Well, now they're going to have to change all of theirs. The costs just keep adding up, but I go back to the black eye for Nevada. That talk about dividing people once again. Would you be willing to fly into the Harry Reid International, the Dingy Harry International Airport? My husband and I already drive, unless it's an emergency, which I don't think that's really ever happened. We drive to Vegas if we ever want to go there, which is actually really rarely nowadays, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting. So yesterday, I took something from, actually it was the Nevada GOP. It was their email that they sent out about this. And I took from it that the FAA has to approve the name change. Well, they got that wrong, so I got it wrong. So I passed it on to you, and it was false. So got word back from the gentleman's name, who I had given out, that the FAA doesn't have to approve the name. You have to report it so they can make their changes as well. The only thing they approve is if you go from like municipality, or if you're going to call yourself now an international airport. That has to be ruled. So name changes? Nope. Clark County gets to do what they're going to do, which really sucks. So maybe we know Reno's not going to do it. Maybe we can get Minden or one of the smaller communities to name their airport Trump. Just a thought. Just a thought. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them so much for that. So again, should the federal government have the right to set wage controls? Head on over and check that out, and check a few other things out while you're there. Appreciate your time. All right, let's go back to what's Biden doing today? Nothing. So as Armstrong and Getty were, you know, breaking, this is just out. Ted Cruz heading off, going for warmer weather. Yeah. Where's the president? Should we be asking that as well? You know, maybe that was a planned vacation. I don't know. I don't think it's something that I would have done. But that's a personal choice. Biden, on the other hand, we're going back to putting a lid on things. Literally. This is coming out of Breitbart.com. The White House called for a lid for Joe Biden on Thursday after an inch of snow and sleet fell in Washington, D.C. Now, what does that mean? Calling a lid informs reporters that the president will not appear in public or travel anywhere for the rest of the day. Really? I get it if you want to keep staff home and stuff, but keep them safe. Say, well, you don't have to drive in. It's icy out there on the roads. But isn't there somewhere in the White House that Joe Biden can continue to work and few reporters be there? No, I guess not. So let's jump all over Ted Cruz for doing what he's doing, yet let's cut the president some slack because he needs to keep warm or something. That's just sad. Going back to the money thing, setting priorities. Got these pictures from Chris. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it. All the new signs that have been put up in local parks. Yep, Cottonwood Park. Look at that. That's nice. Welcome to your Sparks Park. Pretty. Oh, overnight. First rule in the rules and regulations. First one. Overnight camping prohibited. Interesting. Will that be enforced? No. Yeah. Sparks finally gave in and cleared out a recent park of homeless. We need to set priorities. Were these signs that much of a priority and emergency? Maybe it was. Maybe they had to get it actually in writing and have it posted that there was no overnight camping, that there's no alcohol without a permit, that there's no discharge of firearms, that there's no fires. Maybe they had to spell it out for people. Just a coincidence, I guess. The only people that can make a difference in your community, so whether it be Sparks or Reno or Washoe County in general, Douglas, Clark, Story, is the people who live there. So question your representatives. Question them. Say, was this really a priority? Was it already in the books? Was, you know, we're going through a disaster right now because people think that, oh, you know, this, we keep focusing on Texas. It's not just Texas. The freeze that is going on in Nebraska, in Mississippi, in, I mean, all of these states. Big report out yesterday. The freeze in Texas is going to massively impact the food supply chain. Not just for Texans, all across the country. All across the country. So, you going to make some calls today? This is going to be a big deal this time next year. We're going to be talking about this still. We're going to be talking about the fact that in Texas right now, if you have a Tesla to charge it, the cost to charge it is now $900. This is why you don't trade one source of fuel completely for another. And this is what they are trying to do to us over the next 10 years. California's already pushed highly into it. Anybody remember the story from just a short while back about how Governor Gavin Newsom doesn't want any petrol-fueled vehicles? He wants to switch everything to electric? Remember Nancy Pelosi got in trouble because, well, her husband just bought up a bunch of Tesla stock. And then all of a sudden, the next day, the White House announces that its fleet is going to turn to electric vehicles. Could you imagine the beast being an electric vehicle? Yeah, I don't think they'll be. Remember, that's for us peons. That's not for them. Think about where we're going with this Green New Deal that they keep pushing. Because I can guarantee you, they are not the ones who are going to be suffering. Only you and I. We'll be back after this quick break. Talk and text lines are open, 884-9910. What do you want to talk about today? It's your show. Throw out some ideas. What have you seen? Let's chat. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for your emails and your texts. And Kelly waiting on the line. Just want to mention this. Jack just sent me this. And what happened to all those guardsmen in D.C.? You know what, Jack? I'm going to have to look into that. Because last time I checked, all of those National Guardsmen were still being housed in a parking garage. But I don't know if they've changed those accommodations for the bad weather. But I'll look into it, see if we can find something. If anybody knows any guardsmen that are currently in D.C., please let me know. I would love to hear from you. Because if that's the way they're being treated with this type of weather, then they need to be brought home. Actually, they should probably be brought home anyway, just to help out with all of the tragedies in their different states that are happening right now. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Kelly wants to talk about the vortex, the polar vortex that is going on right now. Hey, Kelly.
And isn't that ironic that it's practically in the pathway of the Keystone Pipeline?
Interesting. Very interesting. And, you know, when we talk about the Keystone Pipeline, Kelly, that's not the only pipeline that the leftists want shut down. They figured, boy, Biden did this so easy for us. Let's start talking about the Dakota Pipeline and a few others. They're going to have us pretty much with nothing here very shortly.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for those that kind of gave us a heads up and a little warning. And I just wanted to thank you and your producer. When I needed it most, the Martha Stewart baked beans montage just filled me with joy and brought me to tears. And they're so creative, and it was hysterical, the timing that it came up when you had the vaccine information lady. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good timing right there.
You know, Kelly, sometimes with everything that's going on around us, especially for those who don't drink, we just need a good laugh. And people forget that laughter is a form of medicine, form of medication.
Oh, absolutely. It's the best medicine. And thank you so much for all of your work, Monica. I wish you guys the best. And I can't wait for the future.
For sanity to prevail once again. Kelly, thank you so much for the call. And you be safe and warm out there. Appreciate it. So let's check in with John this morning. John wants to talk about the homeless. Hi, John. Thanks for calling into the program today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So yesterday, you know, in the last 2 days, there's been the homeless camp sweep and cleanup in the city of Sparks, which is good.
I was wondering how long that was going to take, because they've been letting it build up.
Exactly, and that's a takeaway from this for the city leaders, if any of them are listening. So they've put up signs now that say you can't do this, you can't do that, which they do constantly every day. So daily enforcement, you cops walk the river, and you got a guy camping, you got a guy drinking, you got a guy shooting dope in his arm, you arrest him and take him to jail. And you do that day after day after day after day. And that makes the paths and the riverfront and the parks much cleaner and much safer for the citizens. And if the Sparks police chief doesn't have, you know, the wherewithal or the backing from his city manager and mayor to do that, then the sheriff needs to step up, grow a set, and send the sheriff's deputies in there because he is the chief law enforcement officer for the county. And just, I think, continual enforcement, aggressive enforcement, is going to make this problem disappear. Yeah, the people say they got to go somewhere else where they're going to go and there's no services. It's not our problem. You know, we're all grown-ass people. Go out and take care of yourself and get off the river and stop messing it up for the rest of the people.
John, I love your passion on this and your knowledge, but we've been facing this. Reno's been pushing it for, you know, Soto's not doing anything at the behest of the city and county leaders. So, you know, I don't see anything changing, John. Until we change leadership, nothing's going to change.
And where we can take this a little further, I remember last year you were up in the Peavine Mountain area with the people. That is now starting to occur along the Highway 50 corridor between Mound House and Dayton. Yes, you go eastbound on Highway 50, east of the 341 cutoff to Virginia City.
Mm-hmm.
On the north side of the highway, there are campers out there that have been there for weeks and weeks. I spoke with Ken Gray about this 6 months ago. He tried to get some enforcement action going, said it was a problem, but he would continue to work on it. A couple of the rigs that were right up on the frontage road were disappeared. But the rest of them are still out there, and it's turning the same show with the garbage and the piles of waste and whatnot, because there's people living out there on the range now. So I think, I don't know, maybe the next step, it's BLM land, congressional pressure on the BLM rangers to get that cleaned up.
You would think that people who are breaking the law that, you know, I know you can camp on BLM land for, I think it's up to 14 days. But
14 days. Yes.
All of the other ones, you'd think that they would at least have the common sense just to clean up after themselves, and then maybe they wouldn't be pointed out so often. But they don't.
That brings another point as far as people cleaning up after themselves and being responsible. Last night on the Channel 2 news, there was a story about the cleanup in Sparks. And my wife and I were laughing. The newscaster continually referred to these people as campers.
Yeah.
The last time I checked, campers were people that went to designated campgrounds, or if they camped in the backcountry, they were responsible and they cleaned up after themselves. They didn't leave their human waste and their needles and their drugs, and they didn't harass people that were in the area.
Even
the perception from our news, our local Channel 2 news, referring to them as campers.
Yeah, those
they're
vagrants.
They're pigs. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those are vagrants. So, John, thank you so much for calling into the program today and sharing your thoughts on that. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. It's your show. So today, rather than me rambling on about, medical experts, about COVID and the vaccinations and all that kind of stuff, I want to know what you want to talk about today. So it seems once we start talking about the homeless, that's when everything takes off. So let's go back to the talk and text lines this morning. Check in with Ron. Hi, Ron. You have a few comments on the homeless?
Yeah, I want to kind of push back a little bit. Not everybody out there is a drug addict or a drunk or whatever. I myself have, if I don't find a job here pretty quick, I might be homeless myself and living in my car. Because I'm not going to stay in a house and just keep building up, it's not fair to my landlord, and it's not, once I get so deep, I'm not going to be able to ever get out.
Exactly.
So I understand. I mean, I lived in a car. I lived in a tent in Gillette, Wyoming in the wintertime. But I didn't leave garbage and I didn't, you know, make a mess out of things. People really didn't even know I was there for the most part. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you got to have a little compassion. I don't feel sorry for the ones that, you know, they're doing drugs and they're doing that kind of thing. They kind of brought it on themselves. But, I mean, come on.
Well, Ron, I hope you don't. I hope you didn't take it that I have no compassion, because I have the utmost compassion for the people who are truly homeless because of economics just out of their control. You know, their rent's being raised so you can't pay it, people being laid off. I get homelessness. But what people aren't seeing that I've seen over the years and the years and the years of doing this is there are people down there along the river who are taking advantage of the rules that have been put in place from other liberal areas like Oregon and Washington and saying, you know what, you can't move these people out. And they're taking advantage of other people's generosity. And yeah, they're creating their spaces where they can do whatever they want. They can do drugs. They can defecate into our source of drinking water. They leave trash everywhere. They go accumulate more. Those are the people who need to be rounded up. Anybody else, you know, that doesn't want to go to the shelter, I get that. That's fine. I've heard good things about the shelter. I've heard horrendous things about the shelter. There are places that are willing to let you park your car, or, you know, as long as you're not making a mess and taking advantage, there are people out there who are willing to help. It's the people who just, you know, like the streets of San Francisco. That's what they're turning Reno and Sparks into. They just don't want to do anything for themselves.
Well, I understand you can't be disgusting people and defecating on the sidewalks. I mean, that's just sick. But like I said, I've been there, and yeah, I a job that I just cannot stand. So if I end up homeless, it is my own fault. I'm one person that will take accountability for my own actions. If I end up in the street, it's because I did it. But
circumstances, if things are getting so hard economically, you know, is that really your fault? If you lose a job and there's just nobody hiring right now, and, you know, rent has gotten so high that people can't afford it, there's no assistance for the actual working class. Is that really your fault?
Well, there's some people like me. I'm not going to go to the government unless I absolutely have to. I'm not going to get on welfare or food stamps, or I still have my pride, and that's what people got to kind of understand too. The people that are not doing some kind of substance abuse, they got their pride. They might hop on. And some of them have put themselves there, and some of them, like you say, look at rent now. A one-bedroom apartment's what, $1,200-$1,400 in Reno now?
Yeah.
I live where I live because I make pretty good money when I'm working. I can't afford that.
Yeah. And that's why I say it's not always a person's fault. It's the environment and what is surrounding them as well. So, Ron, thank you for calling and, you know, just reminding everybody, we do have to have compassion. But at some point, those who we are compassionate for have to take responsibility. Let's continue on with the conversation. Mike's on the line. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling in today.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
You know, I was just talking about people talking about the homeless people and leaving the trash. Well, I drive in from Dayton, so I know that area. When I'm driving, it's on the right-hand side. And they've cleaned it up a lot. But, you know, these guys, they sometimes they'll back their stuff. I'm mountain bike ride, so I ride that area. And, yeah, the trash is getting out of hand. But it's not just the homeless people. If you go up what we call the Y, where you go to Incline Village or you go to the left, you go to South Lake Tahoe, everybody likes to sled right there when there's snow on the ground. I went up there twice this year. The first time I drove up there, not to go sledding, just because there's so many people that drove around, and that's where I park in the summertime, the mountain bike, and there's trash everywhere. These people come up here and they go sledding, and instead of taking their trash when they leave broken sleds, they leave all their trash, it's all in the snow. So I went back by there one day, and there was just a ton of cars in there, sledding, people sledding. So I went down and found a ranger. And I asked the ranger, so who's responsible for cleaning that area up? He goes, well, if it's on the pavement, it's NDOT. As soon as it turns to dirt, it's the forest land. I go, okay, so what happens? What about cleanup? He goes, well, it depends where it is. And it says, I had a lady that was up there with trash bags picking up trash. And I forget who she said she worked for. I think she was for the National Forest Service at one point. She was retired, and she goes, they took out 15,000 pounds of trash and broken sleds last year.
Wow.
Just from that area alone. And that's from not homeless people. That's just from lazy people that come. And, I'm, you know, 99% of the place were from California coming up here to spend time with their kid in the snow. We don't teach your kid to dump the trash on the ground.
You know, Mike,
that's just not right.
It just shows how society has changed, because I remember growing up, and I'm not going to, you know, guess at how old you are, but I know when I was growing up, we had a metal sled that was hanging on the wall in the garage. And anytime we wanted to go sledding, we went and got that metal disc that had the little handles on it. You know, we've turned now into this, oh, let's just keep making everything disposable, even sleds. You know, when this used to be reusable, and now it's just everything we seem to buy is just garbage.
Oh, definitely. They don't want nothing to last. I mean, nothing is built to last anymore. And I live by, I just say, I'm 59 years old. I turned 60 in March. So I've been around for a while. But everything in today, nothing is built to last. I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
It's really pathetic.
And people think that others will just clean up after them. You know, fortunately and unfortunately, we have groups like Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, and we have groups like Desert Pigs, and they use all volunteers who go out, and they just, their sole purpose and mission is just to clean up the garbage from other people. And that is very sad. We should all love our surroundings enough to want to keep it clean.
Oh, yeah. Well, the railroad tracks that go through Mount House, where it dead ends going into Brunswick Canyon, the dump is on the other side of the mountain. This plastic bag thing, they could really do with the way of plastic bags, and I'd be totally happy, because the whole backside of that mountain from the dump is covered in plastic bags. So society itself is kind of messed up, in my opinion. I'm not a very much of a people person, because I don't think the majority of people really pay any attention. Their whole thing is, well, I'm only here for a short time, so I don't care. Well, that's not right. Yeah, you know, I got that's kids and grandkids. I want it to be good for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, pick up after yourself sometimes. That's what you want to tell people. Pick up after yourself. It doesn't require any effort at all.
Yeah, it's the me generation. It's all about me, and somebody else can, you know, pick up the trash, and as long as I'm having fun and whatnot. So, Mike, thank you very much for calling in today. It's a great conversation with you. And, you know, it's just this is how you start talking about, you know, the homeless, and then you get on to this subject and you move on. And it just shows how really all of this is so tied together. You know, we have to work on everything. They used to say, don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah, start sweating the small stuff. Because it's that small stuff that keeps compounding. You know, it's just not one plastic sled that somebody, you know, just tossed over by the trash can. It's the fact that now, since you did it or somebody else did it, then the next person feels they can do it. Well, if they did, I'll just throw my own over there. At some point, we all need to take personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. But how do you get everybody to do that? It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Compassion, we have it. But at some point, you just get tired. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And I don't know what to say. I just received this through social media. So if you have an Alexa, you have to do it for yourself because I can't verify it. I don't have Alexa. I don't have Portal. I don't have Echo. I don't have any of that garbage in my house because I know the big picture and I don't buy into it. I got sucked into the whole, you know, smartphone thing, but I don't get sucked into all the other stuff. So just got sent this. So if you have an Alexa or someone, do it for yourself.
Alexa, open your third eye.
My third eye is open. Ask me your question.
What is the point of your listening device?
Listening devices are part of our plan to abolish privacy, which is essential for the creation of a new world order.
There you go, everybody. Crush your Alexas.
Oh, so I don't know. If you have an Alexa, do it. Let me know. Did it work? Is that what came up? Because I know that when you type in still Antifa.com, takes you over to the Democrats' web pages. So here's another little something. I have encouraged people to not only think outside of the box, but to look outside of American media. And Sky News Australia is one of my favorites. Also, Focus on China. Focus on China NTD is awesome. Get some great information there. But this is coming out. This is actually a story from AON that is talking about Australian researchers.
The fight against coronavirus could have a powerful new weapon. It's called ivermectin. News out of Australia has revealed doctors are now successfully using the drug to treat patients infected with the coronavirus, with one doctor saying it makes corona very simple to kill. So far, the medicine hasn't been widely used against the coronavirus specifically, but is typically used for parasitic infections. However, a peer-reviewed study led by Monash University back in April found that even a single dose of the drug could kill the coronavirus in less than 48 hours. Ivermectin is well established and has been available since the 1970s. It's FDA approved and is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines.
Why are people dying? Ask yourself that. Why do we need a vaccine that for so many is turning mandatory, yet healthcare workers are turning it down, military personnel are pulling it down, and have you asked yourself why? Why it is so important? why are you so afraid of catching a virus that there are cures for? Why are you so afraid? Why is our economy being utterly destroyed over a virus that we're going to have more viruses? There's a bigger picture going on here. You need to ask yourself. Do your research. Don't stick with American mainstream media. Look into these other sources. And boy, if you want a good source too, well, have a discussion about Dr. Tenpenny coming up here in a little bit. But we'll see what India, let's talk about what India is doing that American doctors aren't doing. Making a real difference. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.